From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama delivered his final address to the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday.
I believe that as imperfect as they are, the principles of open markets and accountable governance, of democracy and human rights and international law that we have forged remain the firmest foundation for human progress in this century.
President Obama also hosted the first ever Leaders Summit on Refugees, saying the world is facing a crisis of epic proportions. The president said the worst global refugee crisis since World War II is first and foremost a test of the international community's ability to stop conflicts. The Afghan-American accused of setting off a bomb in New York that wounded 29 people is facing federal charges of using weapons of mass destruction and an attack in a public place. Charges against Ahmad Khan Rahami include planting a bomb in a New Jersey town Saturday, forcing officials to cancel a charity road race. Rahami is also facing charges of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was shot and arrested Monday in Linden, New Jersey. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. Witnesses say a popular American English teacher was taken into custody in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, Tuesday by gunmen wearing civilian clothes. Students say gunmen surrounded the school while others burst into the building and took Peter Willems to an undisclosed location. Reports say the gunmen are Houthi rebels who control the capital. This is VOA News. Protesters gathered outside the police headquarters in the U.S. city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tuesday night as tensions rise over the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by a white police officer. Benjamin Crump is an attorney for the family of Terrence Crutcher.
You all see him walking with his hands up. He's walking slowly. He's not threatening to anyone. He is daylight. They have several officers on the scene, and they could have easily resolve this matter with less than lethal force.
Crutcher was confronted by police Friday near his car, stalled in a roadway. The U.S. Justice Department has launched a civil rights investigation into the shooting. The officer who fired the fatal shot Friday night is on administrative leave. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, attacked each other on Tuesday, saying each one is unfit to carry the U.S. fight to defeat the Islamic State jihadists. Clinton and Trump get their first face-to-face meeting to convince voters who's best suited to take on the terrorists when they square off in the first of three debates next Monday at a New York university. Aisha Sarai reports.
The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments for each of the three following topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. Third-party candidates Jill Stein and Gary Johnson were not invited to the debate, as they did not reach the required threshold of support by averaging at least 15% in five public opinion polls selected by the Commission on Presidential Debates last month. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
Local leaders in Pakistan and Afghanistan say they are seeing a resurgence and regrouping of Islamic State fighters in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region. Afghan forces, aided by U.S. bombers, reportedly intensified attacks on remote mountainous ISIS positions on Tuesday. Afghan and U.S. coalition forces recently cleared many areas of Islamic militants in a number of districts in eastern Nangarhar province. But tribal leaders told VOA ISIS has recaptured several remote villages bordering Pakistan. A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to stand trial on charges of corruption and money laundering. He is accused of accepting just over $1 million in bribes connected to a sweeping kickback probe at a state-run oil company. Also on trial will be the former First Lady and six others. Lula has denied any charges against him, but the division, but to prevent him, Brazil's power playing may prevent him coming for a presidential run in 2018. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.